you're just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculptures.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Who Arted for your Thursday, 23rd of August?
It is.
Who do we have in studio?
Today we've got the Curator of Contemporary Art for Auckland Art Gallery, Natasha Conlon.
Hi there.
Hi, welcome to the studio.
Nice to be here.
Nice to have you on. Right, let's get right into it. Gordon Walters. There's lots of Walters stuff going on at the gallery. It's a big Walters festival at the moment, kind of. You've got Gordon Walters' New Vision, which is the first comprehensive survey of the artist's complete body of work and draws on paintings from major public and private collections across New Zealand, providing an in-depth look into the history of Walters' development. It also reveals the different art forms which fueled his vision and inspired the creation of his own unique visual language. His work's fantastic from a design perspective, but from your perspective as a curator and your role as a curator, what is that role and what other roles are there as curators, and why did you decide to have Gordon Walters exhibiting now? Or did you get a choice?
The Gordon Walters exhibition has been in development for quite a long time. It's actually a partnership project between the Auckland Art Gallery and the Dunedin Public Art Gallery. And I think it was recognised more broadly, let's just say, in the sector that it was really time to do an in-depth look at Gordon Walters, and a consortium of curators were put together who have a special interest in that modern period. I didn't work on the show. At our end, at the Auckland Art Gallery, Julia Waite, who was then the assistant curator of New Zealand Art, now curator of New Zealand Art, worked on the show with Lawrence Simmons and curator from the Dunedin Public Art Gallery. Yeah, and it's really amazing timing because this year we have the Walters Show, which the Walters Prize, which, as you know, is named in his honour. So it's synchronicity.
Yes, poetry, beautiful. Also, but I'm still curious. So we've now got, you're the curator of contemporary art. So then there's the New Zealand curator. What other curators are there at the art gallery?
Yeah, so there's a curator of New Zealand and Pacific art, Ron Brownson, Mary Kisler, who deals with historic international art. She has an assistant, Emma Jameson.
I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
I love her.
There's me and there's Nigel, who's curator, contemporary and modern Māori art. So it's actually quite a small team and a lot on. So we're busy.
Yeah, I imagine. Do you get a lot of pressure to kind of take shows when you don't want to? And is that sort of stuff? I guess that's a tough question to...
Not really. I mean, the whole purpose of our job is to try and create a program. Yeah. So it would be unusual for us to take things that we didn't want because there's so much that we do want and we're working on right into the future that there's sort of no room for misfits.
How many years ahead do you find you kind of plan things?
It really depends. I mean, particularly in my area, it's important to be responsive because, you know, ideas and topics related to contemporary art move through the field reasonably quickly. So an 18-month cycle is a long time, but in museum practice, that's pretty much a standard time frame for working in the future. But yeah, so there are shows that I'm working on closer to sort of 8 months to a year, 18 months, and then further out, I've got my eyes on some things in development.
Sounds good. Right, let's get on to the Walters Prize. Thank you for humouring me with my curiosity questions. So, Walters Prize is New Zealand's Contemporary Art Award. It returns to the gallery now. It's in its ninth iteration. So, is that 20 years? How many years is it then if we add them all up, ninth iteration?
Nine nines are 18.
Oh,
yeah.
God, you're so much smarter than me.
But it's tricky, isn't it? Because actually it starts in 2002, so it's more like, you know, less 2 years than 18.
Because you must have started
tricky
before it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the planning occurred basically turn of the millennium. When the first Walters Prize began was in 2002, and it was definitely an initiative across the director then, Chris Zanes, with key patrons involved, Dame Jenny Gibbs, Erica and Robin Congreve, later Dale Mace became involved, and more recently Chris and Charlotte Swasborough. But really, the idea then was to create a kind of model that would lift contemporary art into public discussion beyond any individual's thematic interests or, you know, profiling. This is the idea with a prize. We're all supposed to take attention.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like the music awards.
Yeah, yeah, I love it, I love it. So, just bear with me a sec. What changes have happened since that, with the prize, since it started over that 18-year period? How has it adapted and changed? And does it need to adapt and change the format so much if the work is in constant update?
Yeah, in reality, it changes a little bit each time and becomes something different. And part of that is because we have an external jury working on the list of artists who make it into the exhibition. But more than that, things change. Of course, we reflect on what we're doing, and that's not to make us sound, that's not some spin. It's really the reality of us having to constantly adjust what we're doing to make that prize structure work best for artists. And in the beginning, it was very much dedicated to a body of work. So it was less about celebrating or honouring, you know, Lifetime Achievement Award, and more about what the jury felt were an outstanding body of work in that year, that two-year period.
Oh, that's...
Yeah. And that was very much to combat some laziness that was hanging around the reputation of model prizes like the Turner Prize at that time. Turner's changed a lot as well in that time, and now they're much more similar. And so both prizes now have had a significant change, and that is the fact that the artist is free to make a new exhibition if they want. But funnily enough, with our prize, because the artist was nominated for a particular body of work, they're often quite inclined to redisplay that work because, you know, that's the work that they were chosen for.
And I guess it gives them a chance to slightly adapt and refine might be the wrong kind of word, when does the work finish and all that sort of thing. But it might be a nice opportunity for them to go, oh, now I can iron out all those creases I didn't have the chance to.
Sometimes. It depends what medium they're working in. Without overstating a cliche, if you're a painter, you know, it's a long practice and you've produced, you know, 12 works over 2 years. You can't whip up a new series of work necessarily. You might be able to add to it, or you might be able to rethink your display of it. But for example, last time Lisa Rahana and Joyce Campbell completely changed their video works. Lisa was nominated for In Pursuit of Venus. She showed Taifa Tuki, which was a single channel work. She turned it into two channels. Joyce was nominated for a single channel work. It became a three channel video installation.
I loved her work.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Was Lisa's changed? I always wondered this. Was it changed because it was showing over in Venice? Was there some sort of blanket kind of exhibition time around that?
No, she had the option of redisplaying In Pursuit of Venus. But I think for all kinds of reasons, she decided, you know, most artists want to make a new work.
Yeah,
they
absolutely.
They get tired with work that has been. Yeah. They want to show people something that they're capable of.
And just also, actually, do they find, when they find out they're in, they know who their contemporaries are, don't they?
Mm.
So they potentially might want to up the game, but up stakes.
You know, I haven't actually heard that from any of them in that time, but...
That's just my competitiveness.
Yeah, they're pretty focused on the practicalities. Like, okay, so I was nominated for that work. And sometimes they might be even, I have to say, sometimes... they're surprised, like, oh, really, that work? But this is the work that I thought was amazing. And sometimes it feels, you know, synchronous. Yes, that was the work that really shows me. So, you know, it's not always the case that an artist wants to sit in that particular mode.
So the finalists for this year are Ruth Buchanan, Jacqueline Fraser, Jess Johnson and Simon Ward, and Paddy Tyrell. So obviously you get the jury go in secret invisible cloaks, and bring a selection of artists and sort of discuss it and bring that final selection to you. At what point do you get involved in that process?
Right from the beginning. So usually after the recommendations go to the director, and the director makes a final call, which is very important that it's been has this organisational envelopment. So it goes director to each of the jury rather than any individual's taste perhaps. It's, you know, almost like a peer review process, so as much as possible it has that objectivity to it. So then I'm in contact with the jury, letting them know basically the rules, the guidelines, the timeline, all of that. And then on the day that they meet, one of the changes that we made is that I'm in the room as a kind of facilitator to the process, a silent party, not with a voting responsibility.
It would make for such a great little TV show, is like just close-ups of people's faces and things.
Look, so much we do would make good reality TV.
I know. One day.
Where do you stop?
Yeah. So how do you feel about the finalists? I mean, I guess it was no massive surprise. You would have been kind of holding the hands of the jurors in a way. Not holding their hands, but, you know, aware of everything.
But it's very much their choice, very much. I sit back at all points from influencing the decision. It's really important. But in terms of what I do, I make a show, you know. Mm. So in terms of what I think about the finalists, it's almost irrelevant. What I think about is how we're going to put it on the floor, what's that going to feel like, how are audiences going to meet the work, what should they meet first, what's the sound experience going to be like, all that stuff.
That's awesome, because that's exactly my next question, is laying out the exhibition. Mm-hmm. Must be really, really hard. Mm. Because with this one, it's we see Simon, Jess Johnson and Simon's first. Mm-hmm. And then this is the way I was led through the show. Then Jackie Fraser, and then we go down through Patty's work, and then we see Ruth Buchanan's at the end. And from my perspective, I'm definitely an aestheticist, in that I really appreciate artists that are artisans as well as communicators, and who use that talent to lure in a wide audience. And I definitely see that with Jess Johnson and Simon Ward's work, which draws you into almost a religious moment of kind of weird controlling, and with work for people who haven't seen, it's animated kind of imaginings of a sort of different hieroglyphic world by Jess Johnson, and Simon's brought it to life. Their work is fantastic, and the same with Patty Tyrell. His stuff is exquisitely finished, and it also has the same sense of fire and spirituality behind it, which really resonates with me. So I get to, you know, that's what I saw first, so I was almost completely satisfied from an aesthetic level. And then I got to Ruth's, and I found that one hard to can you explain a little bit more about about Ruth's? Because I think that might be the one, especially because you've got two such strong aesthetic works, and then then Ruth's is so soft and drawn out, and it's very different, and it requires a lot more patience.
Very beautiful. It's also a natural light, which is a really big difference between those two works. And it's also staged just as you're about to exit the building. It's layered. Now, it's interesting because, of course, everybody told me on the night their favourites or their definites for win. Of course, a lot of people told me Ruth would definitely win. Yeah. So you can see how
I've heard how she's a genius. I've heard she's a genius by several people, good friends, and I'm like, oh.
So let's talk about Ruth then. Look, that was a really phenomenal show that she was nominated for, Bad Visual Systems. It was a solo at the Adam Art Gallery in Wellington, which for those listeners who haven't been there, is a Asphield design space, three layers of building, which she invited in two other artists, Marianne Vex, German artist, famous from the 70s and 80s for photographing how men and women sit and their postures, making an enormous archive of how they sit, and almost a friend and colleague of Ruth's called Judith Hopf, who does these humorous video works. And what was really brave and interesting about it is Ruth sort of, instead of prioritising or centralising her work, she reframed her work as almost like architecture in the space for these other artists. So what she's done in the gallery is she's taken that same methodology, and instead of centralising sculpture or experience, she's asked questions of us, which of course is going to throw some people. But the space is also very beautiful. It's quite sexy. There's a lot of, you know, when you come in, there's a huge wall of violet PVC. I mean, it's not everyone who can pull that off.
Yeah.
Then there's a pink exposed wall, a sheet, like a curtain of wavy line, which is a signature that dates back in her work. And then there are these videos which flash in a really agitated way, saying 1 hour body, a 6 week body, a 38 hour body. And then before you get to this on the sort of velveteen Chaise Lounge is lounging in quite an unusual way, one of our gallery hosts. And so people might be a little bit like, okay, what's that person doing? They get up and pass you quite directly a brochure that Ruth has made. And this is a performance aspect of Ruth's work. So she's actually trained a group of gallery assistants to have this job in the show. And Ruth's very interested in how a body experiences an exhibition space. And in particular, of course, the violet or the purple curtain becomes a feminist signature within the space, almost like everything on here you read differently. And so she's reorientated the whole structure, which arguably is very much orientated around old, very old patriarchal systems, according to a different ethos. And there is the clue in this title, Bad Visual Systems, which is a quote from well-known feminist scholar Donna Haraway, in which she says, of course, self-identity itself, in other words, thinking of yourself as male, thinking of yourself as female, is a very bad visual system because it doesn't actually elicit information around how you behave or what you do. So it's kind of like clues gradually. And then this gallery assistant takes you on these tours through the space. Anyway, I'm going to give you too much at this point, but I definitely recommend going on one of those tours.
getting up from your chair and walking out of the stair.
they're really fun. And look, Ruth's practice is very mature. She's done a lot in the year that work's nominated, 2016. I mean, look, as has Jacqueline Fraser, this is an artist with a 40-year career.
Has she had a solo, you know, like a good, has she had a, you know.
A solo exhibition, a retrospective.
Yeah.
There are many New Zealand artists who are really hesitant to do a retrospective because for them the joy in making art is about the new statement they want to make within the scope of their practice.
Yeah.
And I would say that in the right invitation, in the right context, Jacqueline would be interested in it, but she's still so involved in the projects that she's doing, and she's one of our most experienced installation artists. Yeah. She's really, look, her first installation at the Auckland Art Gallery while she was a student at Elam was in 1977, and it was very, very contemporary. Very, very contemporary.
Yeah, she's fabulous. I really love her work. I would love to talk longer and longer and longer with you.
We're
about
going
this.
To, aren't we? You don't have anything else scheduled.
Okay, let's keep talking. Kiria. Right, well, in that case, what should we talk about next? What do you want to talk about then? About the Walters Prize?
I'm happy to call it quits, Amy. We'll have to get me up again. We've missed Putty and Jeff, and we've got more things to say. But look, mostly people, come and see it. It is free, the Auckland Art Gallery, don't forget it. Come in and see it. Come back. Come many times. Just see one show at a time.
And it'll be on for most of summers, which is when most people will probably actually take the time to go and see it. So hopefully by that stage I would have had Jess back and some of the other artists too.
Yeah.
And I do need to talk to Jacqueline at some point as well, which will be great. Well, thank you so much for coming up and sharing us
your
insight around the show and telling us more about Ruth's work. It's on until the 20th of Jan, but the Gordon Walters show in particular is on until the 4th of November. Go to AucklandArtGallery.com for more information.
Mm. Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.